And it was from the wilderness living that our ancestors have developed their spiritual belief and practices, by observation of everything, by the universe, by the nature of land and its system, and its regulatory rule that seems to apply from power above, wherever the power is. And that's where these ancestors placed their great spirit, and at times in which they call differently as a creator. In looking at the things on earth, they call it God's creation, or great spirit, the creator, creation. And a human being as such a creature amongst creatures on earth. This is the way these elders have spoken. And as the early period contact came into existence amongst the First Nation of the Muskegwok, they gradually began to adapt or change by the European style, the culture, as we know it. By this time, the European came with their institution. They already have established the Christianity. They already have the established minorly the education system. They already established some kind of a role as a court, and also ruling, and also a little bit of law enforcement. Nothing was defined or refined yet. And it is through the ages from after 500 years that these things has been refined. That is not my business to explain. But to try to explain our First Nation culture by going back in years before the European came, why do our First Nation use such spiritual belief and practice? And to ask a question, why was it not established as a church? Why is it? So to answer the question, in this section of the land, in where the Muskegwok live, it was not possible to establish the community. It was not possible to establish one social order, because people live with nature. People live with land, migrate with the land, and with the animals in which they use as their food. And it was the land they live on. It was not the land that exists for them. It is true, the land was there for them, but they did not change it. They did not make fences to the animals they want to eat. They did not domesticate animals. More like so domesticated by animals, by moving and meeting and following them. And therefore, their spiritual belief was also mobileable. Mobile. They could not establish the structure in which they worship God, but find places where they go to worship God individually, and not so much as a group. Perhaps in one family, they will watch the leader or the elder do the prayer amongst them. And usually, that is the closest the church can be. It is within the family. When an elder has acquired the spiritual practice, which we call Kosabachigan. That's another word that I wanted to put in the legend. It's Kosabachigan is the most. It's the most. Used by the Muskegwok, and Kosabachigan is the closest to the church as we know it in Christianity, because Kosabachigan requires some audience if it necessary, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes the individual can't do by himself, just for the sake of understanding a few things. Sometimes when the group of people live together, they need to understand something. There has question, and therefore approach their shaman to set up the shaking tent to ask such question that is there. And in that time, in that moment, that is when the group of people sit around the shaking tent, Kosabachigan, to find an answer. And when they find an answer, God has suited the purpose of such action. And that was the only thing that had ever been explained to me as close to the church service.